some hopeful news about a disease that's killing bats. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. White nose syndrome is killing millions of bats in 29 states, including Michigan and five Canadian provinces. It's a disease caused by a fungus. But there might be a glimmer of hope here. Researchers have found some bats in the U.S. appear to have developed resistance to the disease. Kate Langwig is the lead author of this new study, and she studies communicable diseases at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So there might be some good news about this disease. What did you find?
Yeah, so we looked at populations of little brown bats, which were previously one of the most abundant bat species across eastern North America. And what we found was that populations in New York that were persisting with the disease, and the disease had been there for at least 4 years, had developed much lower fungal loads at the end of the hibernation season than populations where whiteness syndrome was epidemic or causing mass mortality.
Is it fair to say that at this point that those bats in New York are developing resistance? They appear to be fighting it off?
Yeah, we're not exactly sure what the mechanism is, but it does seem that the New York bats, at least in the populations that we examined, all seem to have developed some kind of resistance strategy for coping with this fungal infection.
And do you have any idea at this point whether this is something that could happen for other bat species in the U.S.?
Unfortunately, we don't, one, have the data to know whether that's true, and two, we know for a fact that there's no evidence to suggest that populations of some species are persisting inside hibernacula. So the northern long-eared bat is a species that was recently listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. And that species, we have very few records of any survivors inside hibernacula where white nose syndrome has arrived.
White nose syndrome is more serious for some species of bats than others, right?
Absolutely. So some species are really highly affected by the disease, like the northern long-eared bat, the tricolored bat, and the little brown bat. And those are all species that occur in Michigan. Other species are less affected, which includes the big brown bat, which you have in Michigan, and another species, the eastern small-footed bat. And those species suffer lower impacts from the disease. And we know now that those differences in impacts are related to the amount of fungus that's on those bats.
What are the big unanswered questions about this disease?
So I think one of the biggest unanswered questions to me is what will happen to bat species across the entire range. We know now that whiteness syndrome was recently introduced to Washington State. We know very little about how many of those Western species will react. I think while we see this really intriguing mechanism happening in New York, we might be tempted to say, okay, well, it's going to be all right. We'll see them. We'll have these bats around in the future and everything will be fine. But I think until we get a bit more information about how likely this mechanism is to happen across a broad spatial scale, it's still an outstanding question about whether or not resistance can develop across the United States.
It sounds like it's possible that some species may be able to develop resistance and others may not, and we might see extinction of some species.
Yeah, I think that we have pretty good evidence to suggest that the northern long-eared bat may go extinct.
Kate Langwig is a postdoctoral fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.